Yeah, the family have been informed that there's no Ebola in this case, and the family are very upset by the treatment that they've received from the HSE and from the media, with the media coverage that this has attracted. And the first that the family heard in relation to any suspected Ebola instance here was on the news yesterday evening, which I think is disgraceful treatment for a family who are trying to cope with a tragic death, and then to have this added to the pain.
And that's it, Deputy Pringle, that the family should have been told about this before it reached the media.
Definitely. I mean, the family are the people, the most important people here involved, and they should have been made aware that there was concern, that the HSE had concerns, and that they were going to carry out tests. You have to wonder why the HSE even released a statement at all, where the test could have been carried out, and this case could have been just handled between the HSE and the families, rather than creating a whole media circus out of it.
And has it made the grief even more harder for the family?
Yes, it has affected the family deeply. You know, you have a tragic sudden death of their loved one, and they have to deal with that, and then they have to deal with this whole media circus as well around it. And particularly, you can imagine what it would be like to hear on the news, on television, that your son or brother or was death has been investigated as caused by the Ebola, which has been making headlines right around the world over the last number of weeks.